Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 3 decades. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports and straight up the holidays, folks. Year-end awards, lots of stuff to talk about, of course. UFC 183 right around the corner. Boxing, of course, sort of taking the year off, coming back New Year's Eve. But some good fights we could talk about that have taken place. Of course, HBO will give you a little boxing junkies, a little fix tonight by showing some past fights of the year. So straight up, there is a weekend of combat sports on television if you know how to look for it. This is Ring Talk Live. We're a wide open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So we're talking Fighter of the Year. And, of course, I've already anointed Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, 31-0, the WBA middleweight title holder, of course, going to fight in February in Monaco, I believe, on HBO. But he's training in Big Bear, California. Going to try to get it on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. Then Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Sunday show carries both an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So we got a full plate. Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Let the boys play. When saw the band? Power, past Saturday. San Jose, California. The house that Pedro built, the San Jose Civic Auditorium. They call it something else like Civic Hip or some crazy new name, some new age place now. Of course, they remodeled it, and they've got good food. And when I was there, it was like hot dogs. Now they've got, like, caviar and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, great show last week, Tower of Power and War. But I was blown away by the arena and how they've revamped it. And, of course, that was there in 1982 when I knocked out that hometown guy. His last name was Martinez. And knocked him out in, like, 19 seconds. And it was the arena record. It was for, like, a long time. And then somebody came back and broke it, like with 12 seconds in, I think, 2009, 2010, something like that. So whoever broke that record, congratulations. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment will switch gears in about 20 minutes, and we'll go to the world of mixed martial arts. You know, 168 pounds is a hot division, right? I mean, he's got a 2004 Olympic gold medalist, an undefeated champion at the top. He's beaten all the other guys, Carl Froch, hot. No, and it's not. I mean, you got to take Andre Ward out of the picture. Everybody else is hot. Carl Froch. I mean, Arthur Abraham. I can go on. He's Stieglitz. All these guys are fighting each other and making money. Andre Ward's doing nothing. Andre Ward's looking for attention. I'm serious. Andre Ward couldn't get arrested in Oakland. They're not arresting too many people in Oakland these days. But he couldn't. That's where he lives, or where he lived, or where he grew up, or where he trained. He can't. He's become a non-entity. I'm serious. And he's gotten older, and, you know, he looks like an older guy now. And in the minds of a lot of people, he's resigned himself from the upper echelons of professional boxing. In other words, he wants to fight nobody. He wants to fight his promoter in court. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but his prime, like Larry Merchant said time and again on this show, Andre Ward's prime is maybe in the rearview mirror. I mean, if he really thinks that, I mean, because how many times did he say, for so many years, when we had him on here early, of course, early on as a professional, I was the lone media guy here in the United States to pick him to win the gold medal, 178 pounds, even though he was only a 165 pounder at the time. But he wanted his buddy Andre Durrell. I guess they flipped a coin, and maybe Andre Ward lost and had to fight at 178, but Durrell fought at 165, the middleweight limit for the amateurs. And, of course, Andre Ward fought at 178, beat bigger guys to win the gold medal and surprise everybody except yours truly. Of course, the Olympic gold medalist, 2004. We haven't had an Olympic gold medalist since. That's right, 2008, 2012. It just hasn't happened. Why? Because that's the breakdown in the amateur system. Of course, I've talked about that with Larry Holmes. I've talked about it with Don King. And they both are willing to admit that other countries like the UK are willing to invest in their amateur program. Thus, their amateur program produces stars. Okay, our amateur program is producing average guys, mediocrity. Okay, we've got some great, great talents in this country. In fact, if we can rule the world in MMA in this country, the United States is now kicking butt all over the world, as far as Brazil and in Japan and places like that. I mean, countries where they used to have champions. Well, they've only got one champion left in the UFC that's non-American. That's Jose Aldo at 145 pounds, which is their featherweight division. But it used to be ruled by the Brazilians. Not anymore. Things are changing. So if America can put forth the best mixed martial artists, America can put forth the best boxers. It just, I mean, it makes sense, okay? We've got the training. We've got the diet. We've got it all down here, okay? And for some reason, boxers are not being produced per capita the way they should be. And the reason why I think they're not is because the amateur program in this country flat out sucks. So let's get away from that. Let's change stories. Let's talk about, 168 pounds. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Entertaining, overweight, spoiled, really can't fight all that much, but he gives it his all each time he steps to the plate, and I think he's only lost that one fight. Of course, that one fight he won against Brian Vera, he didn't win, but he came back and he beat Brian Vera in a rematch. But he's going to fight Carl Froch, looks like, in Las Vegas on March 28th. I guess Andre Ward's going to be there, but he'll have to buy a ticket or maybe do the HBO commentary or something like that. Or maybe this will be on Showtime. What I'm trying to say is he's not part of the equation. Why? He's the undefeated world 168-pound champion. What is this guy doing? Is he putting a gun to his head, to his temple, and pulling the trigger? Is he putting two guns, one to each temple, and pulling the trigger? Don't look good for the Golden Boy, of course, from Oakland, California, originally from San Francisco, California. Now, speaking of Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., okay, he's been in the news, of course, and they talk about his legacy and the fact that he was the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, and I think that's up to debate. I think there's some other Mexican greats that could probably contend with Julio Cesar Chavez, and that was part of an email that I just got here. Somebody buzzed me, but I will promise you that we will address that situation in the near future here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Chavez and Froch going the 28th of March, looks like, in Las Vegas. Maybe not. Well, that's not a pay-per-view fight either. Although, and take that back, anytime Chavez fights, because that Mexican grab he's got, I mean, he just, like, they turn the dial for him. He does. He's guaranteed, like, 300,000 to 400,000 homes just for showing up and having his name be Chavez. Okay, so I guess that's probably going to be a pay-per-view fight, him and Froch. Of course, you can watch it internationally on different websites, but the bottom line is, I think if they hook it up, and if Chavez is game and doesn't go to 190 pounds after the weigh-in at 168 pounds, that this could be a pretty good fight back and forth, but I expect Froch to win unless Chavez was to overwhelm him physically with size and weight. Gene O'Grady. You've never heard that name before. You heard of O'Grady, Sean O'Grady, of course, the former USA cable TV analyst for so many years with one of the Albert brothers, and USA Tuesday Night Fights was all about Sean O'Grady, and sometimes, Sean was on his stick. Sometimes he wasn't. He and I had done several television broadcasts together for different television networks across the country and around the world. And he's a good guy to work with. There's no question about it. But his father and his mother were an infamous couple, or his father was anyway, from Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. And his father was one of those guys who was just I'm not going to parse my words here. He was a piece of work. And if you know what work means, you know what I'm talking about. But his mother, Jean O'Grady, died this past week, and she was a nice lady. I had met her, I think, one time when I was in Oklahoma, and she was at a fight, and I had met her, and she, real briefly, back, boom, 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 and I think Sean and I did the television that night. I think that was in Oklahoma City. Anyway, she was a nice lady, but she passed away this past week, and of course, her husband, Pat O'Grady, was a lawless man. What I mean by lawless is the attorney general there in Oklahoma did some stuff and did some investigations that came up with some of the stuff that Sean O'Grady's father had done. In fact, I told you about Sean O'Grady's father that one time he had Sean fight that same Mexican guy like 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And then when it came, each night he changed trunks. That's all. He changed trunks and shoes. Different trunks, different shoes. Okay, different guy. Felix Paez one night. The next night he was Jaime Alvarez. The next night he was Julio Cesar Beltran. I'm telling you, this guy changed his name like 5, 6, 7 times. But Pat O'Grady, being the nice guy that he was, after his son rolled over this guy 5, 6, or 7 times, he didn't pay him off like he was supposed to for the 5, 6, or 7 fights. He instead called the immigration department. Back in the days in the 70s, the immigration department, if they found out you were illegal, they came and got you. And guess what? They came and got this guy. They took him away. Sean's father, Pat, didn't pay him a dime. But the mother, sort of in the corner some fights, I mean, She was right there. She knew all the stuff. In fact, if she were to write a book before she passed, and the book was all about her being blunt and honest, talking about her husband, this and that, that would have made for one of the better movies in the history of sports. I'm telling you, this guy was a character, a one in a million Damon Runyon type of guy. I can't say enough, not negative things, but not really positive things about Pat O'Grady. But straight up, he developed his son into a pretty good fighter. And, of course, Sean O'Grady, he went to 81 wins and 5 losses, was stopped 4 times, 70 KOs. Of course, the big mistake with Pat and Sean was when Pat won the WBA lightweight title. He beat Hilmer Kenty, and off the top of my head, 1981. It was 1981. And, of course, instead of defending against some lowly guy from Venezuela or Colombia, I can't think of his name right now, but the bottom line was that he didn't. He reneged the title. He relinquished the title. And he instead became the WWO champion. Of course, that was like the WAA champion, the World Athletic Association. And, of course, that was his father's sanctioning body, Pat O'Grady. And, of course, he became the lightweight champion for that. Not. He, what happened was they fought in a vacant battle with Andy Gannigan in 1981. It was Halloween 1981. I think it was on CBS television. And O'Grady was knocked into another time zone. I mean, he was knocked down 3 times in the second round. What happened was Pat O'Grady thought that he outsmarted Howard Davis Jr., the 1976 Olympic gold medalist, the smooth boxer, the MVP of the 76 team. Of course, the guy that just, he's Mr. Boxing. Moves, nice movement, nice hand speed, combinations. I mean, he uses the whole ring, right? Well, Pat O'Grady took care of that when he installed like a 15-foot ring. But he forgot about the 15-foot ring when Davis pulled out like 4 or 5 days before the fight. And the last minute, they had to fly Gannigan in from Hawaii. Gannigan was like 33-3 with like 28 knockouts. Big puncher with the right hand and the left, the right hook and the left hand. In fact, voted one of the best punchers in boxing history by Ring Magazine. But that was a second-round KO. That was Little Rock, Arkansas. But he thought that he had outsmarted Howard Davis by getting a small ring. The small ring ended up knocking his kid out. And after that, Sean O'Grady really wasn't the same. I mean, he fought guys like Eugene Baldwin and Lupe Sanchez and Jose Hernandez. Any Hall of Famers there? No. And Orrin Butler. Then he lost to Pete Ranzani. Okay? Then he won another fight and he got lit up by the Heat, Johnny Verderosa. Chicago, Illinois, that was on TV as well. Back in the day, man, TV was hot back then. NBC, CBS. Occasionally ABC, USA Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Godfather here, the Godfather of Soul. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, you can call us from outside the country via the Skype line, Sports Byline 2. Straight up, that's the Skype line. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking boxing for another 10 here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network before we shift gears to the world of the UFC and MMA. Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, this is Ring Talk.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, just excited to be back. I wish we could do a fight every night. You know me, Pedro.
Speechless. That's what I am, speechless when I hear Nick Charles. The great late Nick Charles, of course, Mr. CNN. Broke in with the network back in 1980. Mr. Hair, Mr. Handsome, won all those awards, those cable awards for those many years. Of course, became the the face and the figurehead of Showtime's Showbox. And, of course, passed away a couple years ago with a bad, bad form of cancer. But he was a great guy. And, of course, Darlene Love bringing him back there. He's a rebel. Now, Nick wasn't a rebel. I was a rebel. I am the rebel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is the longest-running fight show in history. Again, that Skype line, if you want to dial from outside the country or dial from inside the country and you Skype, you can do this by dialing Sports Byline 2. And what I mean by Sports Byline, I mean S-P-O-R-T-S, Sports, and then Byline, B-Y-L-I-N-E, 2, the letter 2, the number 2, Sports Byline 2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing in this segment. Felix Verdejo. My prospect of the year, Puerto Rico, of course, was what he calls home. 16-0, 12 whacks. He went 7-0 in 2014 with 6 knockouts. I got to give him some props. And I think those numbers, even though the opposition was not the greatest in the world, I got to say that, you know, 7-0, 6 knockouts in a year, 7 fights in a year, I think that's the way a prospect should be fighting. Looks like Tyson Fury is going to take on Christian Hammer. He's ranked number 4 by the WBO. That's going to go down, it looks like, in March. And Tyson Fury, of course, the undefeated gypsy, the 6'7", 6'8", man, the guy is huge. He's a lummox, but he's huge. He's big. He can fight a little bit. He's mean. He's a gypsy. According to Eric Botcher, the boxing historian and matchmaker out of Florida, this guy lives in a mobile home. And he drives all around, I don't know, he drives all around Europe in a mobile home. Now, I don't know what's going on with that, but that's just the way. You heard Eric say it on the show. And Eric's not one of those guys that pontificates or says something that he doesn't know is factual, except for the fact that he thinks Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. Outside of that, he's okay. He's a non-conspiratorial guy, and when it comes to boxing, of course, he knows the stuff. He's one of the best matchmakers for Artie Palullo and people like that in the business. But Felix Verdejo, the lightweight out of Puerto Rico, 16-0, 12 whacks, 7-0, 6 knockouts in 2014. I think that's great. The comebacks of the year. Comebacks of the year. They don't go to boxers. They go to promoters. That's right. Straight up Mike Tyson coming back this year, of course, having cards on ESPN, and he's going to graduate. He's going to make the big time someday, and I think Mike Tyson's a good
spokesperson. I mean, he's one of those guys that's going to get people's attention, and he's one of the most recognized faces in the entire world. So when you've got a promoter like that, and he wants to do things, do good things, you hear him talking about wanting to do things, and he's trying to pay fighters decent amounts of money and things like that. So Mike, having been exploited in his lifetime, says he will not exploit any fighters, and I think that's good. But Mike Tyson making a comeback of sorts as a promoter, of course, got the new family, the wife, and, of course, he's been married several years now, and having lost his daughter. Was it his daughter? I think it was his daughter about 3 years ago when she got caught up in a jogging machine in his in-house gym or something like that. So anyway, that was tragic, and I don't think he'll ever recover from that. And I think that humbled Mike. I mean, of all the crap that Mike Tyson's been through, you know, in jail for that phony rape with Desiree Washington back in the day when he was in his prime, okay, in 1991. And I mean, think about that. You go to jail for 3 years, and when you look at the facts of the case, and I looked at the facts, being a former policeman, what I did was, I'm a licensed private investigator. I love to read. I love to read court transcripts, things like that. That's why I'm such a Kennedy fanatic as far as the JFK assassination is concerned, is that I spent a year and a half reading the Warren hearings, 4.2 million words. It took me like, I don't know, 19 months going over to UC Berkeley and reading it on, taking the BART over there and reading. So that's just the way it is. I'm one of those guys that likes to read. If you like to read, the world is a diamond. You can just enjoy the hell out of it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing in this segment. But Mike Tyson has rediscovered himself as a promoter. He's got his life back together. And you don't see I mean, he's doing TV shows with birds. That sort of died off, but the reality TV show with the pigeons. But, you know, he's doing positive things for Mike Tyson, which is good. Because you and I mean, everybody thought he was headed, you know, spiraling out of control. Then about a year ago, he said he was hooked on cocaine and hooked on weed and hooked on booze. And I didn't believe any of that stuff. I thought he was just throwing some type of publicity stunt. Because he's been known to do that in the past, publicity stunts. I mean, that's right up Mike's alley. Don't put that past Mike Tyson. Anyway, another guy I think that was the comeback of the year, or deserved comeback of the year honors, is the promoter for Golden Boy Promotions, Mr. Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist out of East L.A., Montebello, California. I had him on the show, and, of course, I interviewed him in Vegas at the October 30th, I believe. Yeah, at the WBO convention at Caesars Palace, and we talked in depth about, you know, his company and the fact that he put it in the hands of Richard Schaefer, his CEO. He put his company in his hands, and Richard sort of just didn't do right, I think, from a fiduciary role. What I mean by a fiduciary role is when you have a fiduciary role in something, like if I was your lawyer, that means I have a fiduciary role to protect you. Okay, to look out for your best interest. Same thing as a boxing manager. You have this fiduciary role, okay? Some guys don't realize what it is. Other guys do. But, you know, the case with Schaefer, having let so many fighters appear on Golden Boy cards that weren't signed, that were hooked to Al Haymon and things like that, that wasn't a positive thing for the company. I don't think anybody can look at it as a positive thing for the company. I think that's where Austin's going to prevail in court. I think that's what it's going to boil down to. Okay, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some money going back and forth there, and I could see Schaefer maybe having to give up some coin. I don't think Oscar's going to lose this. I think Oscar's going to get embarrassed, and I don't think that's cool, but I think that's just the way it is. I think he sort of opened himself up for that because, you know, Schaefer knows where all the bodies are buried. I mean, Oscar had that run in the 90s with that girl down there in Cancun where he settled with her. You know, he said that she sexually assaulted her, and he sexually assaulted her, and he said his response was he didn't deny it. He said he didn't remember it. And he said he had sex with over 100 girls that year. He didn't remember. Sex with over 100 girls that year or something like that. But 100 girls in a year, that's like one every three nights, one every 3 point something nights. Yeah, pretty good there for Oscar. You know, almost like Wilt Chamberlain doing the 10,000 women. But De La Hoya coming back this year, taking the reins of his promotional company and doing good things. I've seen him on Showtime. I think they've done some ESPN cards. And, you know, more power to him. I mean, because here's a guy that's got the looks, that's got the connections, that he can con the masses. I mean, he can get over on the masses. Not too many guys can. He and Mike Tyson can get over on the masses. They could reach out to non-boxing fans and bring them into the fold, if need be, if they could, if they will. I mean, all they've got to do is be put in a good position.
Oscar's got to get in a position where he's got to speak a little bit more. And, of course, I think since I saw him in October, he gained about 25 pounds. Oscar, the weight wasn't good for you. I don't know what happened there, but I saw you at that last press conference. You look like a chipmunk with your mouth stuffed with walnuts. But the bottom line is De La Hoya and Mike Tyson deserving of comeback honors of the year. Of course, Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion, crowned back way. Are you way back there? Yeah, 1986, November 22nd, 1986, knocked out Trevor Burbick in the second round at the Las Vegas Hilton. The day that I saw comedian Red Fox with that cocaine on his nostrils and on his shirt, and Red running into the fight. Red was cool. Red used to go to all the fights. Bottom line was, that's when Vegas was Vegas. Now you go to Vegas and it's like, I don't know. I went into a big rant on Las Vegas the last time I was there when I came back, and you know, it was comped, and I shouldn't complain. I had a nice suite and things like that. And, you know, once the suite was so big, I didn't discover the second bathroom for like 3 days. I was there five. But it's not the same. Vegas is just not the same. It's all corporate. And you heard Don King talk about that on the show, how it just went corporate. I don't know if it went away from the mafia, per se, but it went away from the working man, per se, because, you know, everybody used to get comps in Vegas. That's what this was all about. Comps were like a given. In other words, if you were Bill from Alabama and you came like three times a year to the Stardust Hotel, the second or third time, you get a free night or you get a free breakfast or you get something. They'd find some way to comp you. That's just the way they did things. Call it the mob mentality. Call it what you want. But it was successful because nowadays you've got the corporate mentality and you're just not making it. You can feel the corporate stuff all over the place. The bar closes exactly when it's supposed to. They can only pour you these exact shots and this, and they're measured shots and things like that. It's just, I don't know. I kind of put this. Vegas used to be affordable. It's not affordable anymore. Remember these $7.95 buffets and the $7.95 prime rib dinners at the Stardust and different hotels like that? Well, they're not there anymore. They're just not there. In fact, I think the buffet at Caesar's Palace costs something like $40. That's what the WBO was planning for us to eat there. $40 a pop. $40 for a buffet. How in the hell can you take your kids to Las Vegas to a buffet at $40 a pop? How do you do that? You can't do it. But back in the day, you could. I remember when Butterbean, Eric Esch, that big, fat, heavyweight, of course, he was a tough man guy, fighting those tough man fights, and he came over. He eventually fought Larry Holmes and people like that in the heavyweight division. Of course, he lost to Holmes. But he did he was doing that television radio commercial for one of his buffets on the Strip, and the business doubled, in less than a month. Their business doubled, and it was like $5.95. And this wasn't that long ago. This was like in the late 90s, okay? So it was like $6 in the late 1990s. Now that place is gone, and it's been replaced by places like the buffet at Caesars, which is $40, or the buffet at the Bellagio, which is a little bit better because they've got Alaskan King Crab there, but that was $47. $47 for a buffet. How can you take your family to dinner? You can't do it. Therefore, Vegas has become a playground for the rich. That's the way it is. It's a playground for the rich. Yeah, you go down there in a package. You know, you do your thing. They try to get you to gamble, but that's not it. They're not trying to get you to gamble anymore. They're not making all their money on gambling anymore. They're making the money on the venues, on the drinks, on the food, on the services. That's where they're making their money now. The gambling take, yeah, that's good, but, you know, the internet's hit them. The Indian casinos have hit them. Macau, but Macau's taking all their big Asian gamers and just they stay. Why come over here? Why, if you lived in Japan and you were dropping, you know, 50, 60, 70 grand in Vegas, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, maybe 10 times a year, maybe once a month, something like that. So that's what these guys are doing. And why would you go all the way there when you could fly an hour to Macau? You wouldn't. That's what they're doing. Of course, Macau is Las Vegas on steroids. Quote, Mr. Hall of Famer Larry Merchant. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking MMA after the break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Happy holidays. Rough year in some regards. But I give my thanks to my cousin Ava and my good friend Christine. Of course, I got a great producer. His name's Scott Cuddy. He does his job around here and like nobody else could. Straight up, the best producer in the world. Sometimes I want to choke him, but that's what makes him so good. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. To win your love for me. Got the
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
On schedule for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And at one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Little Super Stroke Land Banjo with the Tower of Power Horns. Hit it, boys. Yeah. Kicking butt last week with War down there. Lonnie Jordan and them at the San Jose Civic Auditorium. The place was sold out. And I'm telling you, women over 50, they looked fabulous that night. They were just like stunning. There were so many beautiful women in the audience. I couldn't believe it. Pound for pound, man, San Jose had it going on December the 20th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Lyoto Machida back in the driver's seat as far as a 185-pound middleweight title contender is concerned. He, of course, is unbeaten at 185 pounds. He defeated Cibe Dalloway on UFC Fight Night from Brazil last week. And, of course, Itikia with a body kick sort of set things up and punches afterwards. A minute and 2 seconds of the first round, it was like, good night, sweet prince. Renan Barrero, the former 135-pound champion of the UFC, of course, the man that lost to TJ Dillashaw earlier in the year and then failed to make weight for a rematch with Dillashaw. He beat a guy named Mitch Gagnon, but Gagnon was not thought much of, a submission arm Triangle choke, third round, 3 minutes and 53 seconds in. Patrick Cummins was the winner. Eric Silver was the winner. A couple other fights on the card that stood out. Tim Means was the winner. And Vitor Miranda, if you got the UFC Fight Pass, opened up the card, defeating Jay Cutler with a TKO, head and kick punches in the first round, 4 minutes and 59 seconds. Of course, we are just days away from the UFC 183. Man, 182. What am I saying? I'm one ahead of myself. John Jones, Daniel Cormier, the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship on the line, 205-pound title. Of course, both basically undefeated fighters. I mean, John Jones has that one loss on his record, but that was like to Hamill, remember? And he was disqualified in that fight. And, of course, him and Mark Hamill, not even in the same league, okay? Not even in the same world, in the stratosphere. It's just not. Anyway, John Jones, once beaten via disqualification, light heavyweight champion, taking on the unbeaten, untouched, never taken off his feet, unscathed, the baddest dude that you could ever imagine, I think, at 205 pounds, outside of John Jones, Daniel Cormier. Yeah, it's Daniel Cormier or it's John Jones. In the minds of most people, this is a flip of the coin, a coin toss as far as who's going to win this fight. But, you know, I'm leaning towards Cormier. And I tell you what, I think that Cormier can negate the reach. He has so far with so many bigger heavyweights. Josh Barnett, who's bigger than John Jones as far as body stature is concerned. Frank Mir. I mean, Daniel Cormier is just taking these guys apart. He's taking them apart. And he's never been taken off his feet. That's what's important. Much like Chris Weidman. When Weidman fought Anderson Silva the first time. When Weidman fought the Filipino wrecking machine. I mean, I looked at that and I said to myself, you know, There's no way this guy's going to lose. He's never taken off his feet. How's he going to lose to Mark Munoz? He didn't. I was the only press guy to pick Weidman over Munoz down there in San Jose. Of course, that was one of the UFC fight nights from the San Jose Shark Tank. And from that point forward, you know, Weidman was the guy. He went on and won the world middleweight title by knockout the first time. Then he broke Chris Anderson Silva's leg the second time. So he's sort of been on top. And, of course, he's going to take on Vitor Belfort in 2015. But you know, I think he's the real deal at 185 pounds. At 205 pounds, I think that Daniel Cormier is the real deal. I think that he's going to pull this upset off. I think he's going to make it look good. I think he's going to crowd John Jones when he needs to. I think that John Jones is going to reach for him and find him slippery. Let me tell you, Daniel Cormier is a better wrestler than any wrestler in the world. I think he's the best wrestler in the world of MMA. I really do. I think that maybe Ben Askren, but as far as heavyweight is concerned, he's the best bar none. Okay, Cain Velasquez hires him as his wrestling coach. That's how good he is. Okay, Cain Velasquez being the world UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, his stablemate down there with the American Kickboxing Academy in Silicon Valley, USA, where they both train. And Cormier, a big guy, but not really a big heavyweight. I mean, he was like a 225-pound heavyweight, but he was fat and he was jiggly and he was loose. Like Frank Mir said, he was a doughboy. Sort of looked like a doughboy, but don't let that fat stuff, you know, the loose outside make you think there's not something there, because there was something there. He never lost a fight. They got, as I said, I keep repeating myself, never taken off his feet. 14-0 now. Daniel Cormier going to upset John Jones, UFC 182. That is the main event. And the co-feature, a guy that was supposed to be on the show. Somehow I got stiffed as far as the interview is concerned, I believe, by the UFC. Daniel Cerrone was supposed to take on Michael's Jury. That's the co-main event. It's a lightweight battle. In middleweight, Brad Tavares is taking on Nate Marquardt. Marquardt's always a good guy. He's always one of those guys that comes, he brings it all. I mean, there's no doubt, he brings it all, okay? Win or lose, Marquardt's going to give it his all at 185 pounds. Straight up, is he the greatest guy in the world at 185? No, he isn't the worst either. Sort of like a gatekeeper type of guy at 185, the old Bosch type of guy at 185. A welterweight card, welterweight bout. Involving Hector Lombard. Wasn't he like Bellator middleweight champion? Remember, 170 pounds, 185 pounds. Then he dropped down to 170. So now he's going to fight at 170 to take on Josh Burkham. A small guy. He lost his first fight in the UFC. I think he lost two of his first three, I believe. But he's come back and he's won a couple of fights since then. But he's not the guy that the UFC thought that he was when he came over from Bellator. They thought he was going to be like a rage, but he was too big, too small for 185, and at 170 he seems to be okay. We'll see what happens with Josh Burkham. Of course, that's a three-round fight. All the fights in the UFC, except for the television main events and the championship fights, be it for championships or interim championships, are 5 5-minute rounds. All the other fights are 3 5-minute rounds in the world of the UFC. Some other fights on the card. Danny Castillo's on the card, taking on Paul Felder. That's another lightweight bout. Bantamweights. Marco Brumage taking on Cody Garbrandt. And the UFC Fight Night card, that'll be opening up by Alexis Gerlansky taking on Marion Ranai. Those are women's bantamweights. Yeah, chicks opening up. Why don't they put chicks on regular TV? Why don't they? I don't know. You know, Dana says he likes chicks, and you know, now he does, with Ronda Rousey being pound for pound probably the one of the elite quest fighters in MMA, one of the best mic persons in MMA. I mean, she's like the best when it comes to doing stand-ups. I mean, man, she put Ric Flair to shame, Muhammad Ali to shame. She's got it going on. Of course, she's fighting in February against Kat Zagano. It's going to be a pretty good fight. I really think it will. Of course, Kat's going to bring it. Kat's going to get it. And Kat will be out of there probably by the second or the third round because Ronda is not only working with that arm bar. Remember that arm bar, that vicious arm bar where she stopped like 5 or 6 girls in a row and just like annihilated them within like a minute? Same thing she did to Viktor Chinian, the former world boxing champion out of Armenia when she did a judo thing with him down there in, what was it, Long Beach, Santa Barbara, something like that. Anyway, she, Vic said, no girl can ever throw me. And Vic was weighing like 150 pounds, and she was like 145 pounds. She fights at 135. And she threw Vic 6 times in a row, And then Vic said, okay, let's grapple. So when they went down to grapple, she got Vic in the arm bar in about 35 seconds. It was on YouTube for a minute, and they pulled that off. But she's the real deal. I think she is. I think it's men that she can beat. I think she can cross over possibly and be a champion in the world of women's boxing. I mean, the world is hers. Okay, what she wants to do as far as fighting is concerned, that's going to be up to Ronda and Team Ronda, because I think Ronda's headed for Hollywood. She's got more talent than Gina Carano, both in the ring, in the octagon, in the cage, and in front of a camera. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when you put the two together, one's like 12 eggs, the other one's like 6. Straight up, Gina Carano not able to hold her own in a lot of these parts. And, of course, the most difficult athlete in the history of the UFC, according to Dana White, when it comes to negotiating with her. He says that he's tried to negotiate a deal with her and Ronda. And, I mean, they're probably talking 7 figures, and she's not taking it. She's not. I mean, come on. She's probably made a couple million bucks for a movie. So if you made a couple million bucks for a movie, why would you take $1 million to possibly get your tail handed to you? Because I got news for you. Ronda's going to whoop her. Ronda will whoop everybody at 135 in the world, including Chris Cyborg Santos. Call her what you want, Christine. I don't know what her last name is. She keeps changing her name. But she's like, one day she's Sean Diddy, and one day she's Puff Daddy. I don't know what's going on. But the bottom line is she's doing her thing at 135 pounds, or allegedly. But she couldn't make 135 for a title elimination event about a month and a half ago, claiming an ankle injury. Will she ever fight Ronda Rousey? Probably not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now on UFC Fight Pass, the pioneers of the MMA, the world MMA. I'm talking about Ken Shamrock. Big interview available at UFCFightPass.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What is the time tunnel? Time tunnel tells me 10 o'clock tonight, Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going and going and going. Bottom line is a Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. We'll talk combat sports. We're talking NFL. Of course, the season's wrapping up. College football, the playoffs, the big Rose Bowl, the semifinal Rose Bowl. I don't get that. But anyway, we'll talk about all that good stuff tonight with my cohorts, Zach Young and Dominic Jimenez, at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, of course, UFC 182 right around the corner. Would I be surprised if Daniel Cormier just went out there and, like, totally annihilated John Jones as far as being untouchable and John Jones being able to do nothing? Would I be surprised? No. I think that John Jones is in for a world of hurt. I think that the world's going to come to an end for the Atlanta man. Of course, that's the guy that listens on 3WE back there in Atlanta, GA, on our radio network. But I got to tell you, John, I just don't see you beating this guy. I really don't. I think the base is there, and you can't beat that wrestling base. You can do everything you want. You try to fire punches from the outside. I don't think it's going to work. I think that eventually Danny Cormier is going to get close. When he gets close, he takes you down, and that's when your string bean body will be exploited. UFC 182, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That, of course, is 1 week from today, January the 3rd. Big news in the week of the UFC, they were sued twice, not once but twice, for class action lawsuits. We'll go into that in depth, hopefully with Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter on the Sunday edition. And, of course, Dominic Cruz, the third torn ACL in like 3 years. The guy had like one fight, and he got torn his ACL again in training. So he's done. Stick a fork in him. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. Don't forget we are here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time Sunday for 2 hours. On Sunday, we're going to talk with Rick Stevens. What does Rick Stevens want to talk about? Life, boxing, and a lot more. You're tuned to Ring Talk.